After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now finished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I am thirsty. Now a vessel full of vinegar was set there, so they put a sponge full of the vinegar on hyssop, and held it at his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. He bowed his head, and gave up his spirit. Therefore the Jewish leaders, because it was the preparation day, so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a special one, asked of Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Therefore the soldiers came, and broke the legs of the first, and of the other who was crucified with him, but when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. However, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. He who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, that you may believe. For these things happened, that the scripture might be fulfilled, a bone of him will not be broken. Again another scripture says, they will look on him whom they pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jewish leaders, asked of Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission. He came therefore and took away his body. Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. So they took the body of Jesus, and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, according to Jewish burial practice. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden. In the garden was a new tomb in which no one had ever yet been placed. Then because of the Jewish preparation day, for the tomb was nearby, they put Jesus there.